Welcome back, everyone. Good to see you again. I heard that people liked and wanted to hear me.
Everybody wants to hear you talk. So, everybody loves Seb.
I don't know if I like that.
But you're making him uncomfortable. So make him talk more, guys. It's great.
Let's not. But okay, that's fine. But yeah, obviously, you know, we heard some people wanted to hear me talk, or I mean, I'm doing the intros. Is that enough?
Yeah.
You know, is that fine?
I like it. It leads us.
I feel so honored. But yeah, I mean, if anyone has any questions for me, then sure, feel free to.
Oh, questions just for Seb, by the way. We're taking questions just for Seb. Seb would like some questions. I'll put a little Q&A.
Listen, people want stories. Me. That's what people have said. The people have
ego.
Spoken.
The head's out here now. The head's out here.
Kind of is, but yeah, I'm joking. Yeah, if you don't have any questions for us or anything.
Anything you guys want to see, anything like that, let us know. Yeah, we were here last week.
Yeah, we were here literally last week.
Last week, because we've had a weird filming schedule at the moment. We've just had so much going on. Life is so fucking hectic right now.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
And we're really trying to stay on top. Like, we really, really want to be on the podcast and put our energy towards it. But just life keeps handing us things. Like, even this weekend, I've got another baby shower that I'm now planning. Been given, what was it, Tuesday? I've got until Saturday to bloody do it. Stress, but I'm gonna do it. Don't worry, I'm gonna execute it well.
I'm not trusted to plan stuff, so that's fine.
No, you're not trusted to plan anything because Seb works on his own clock.
I mean, if you're for me, people just turn up. I planned the barbecue the weekend. I didn't even plan out our place.
Plan anything. You just said everyone go there.
But that was the plan.
Okay.
People get around, and then yeah. I mean, some people went out to get
guys,
food.
Let's meet in this location. Don't plan anything else. Doesn't buy anything else. Yeah, just turns up.
I already knew that people would.
So you expected other people to do it for you?
No, I didn't expect it. I knew that it would happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And then if I was needed, then I would have received the call, but I never did. So then that's fine, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, we had a good weekend. It was actually fucking sunny.
Yeah, this
for once,
past
wasn't it?
Weekend was really nice. The sun is out, guys. I'm no longer depressed. I think I said that already, but
depression's not a real thing anymore.
No, it's very much still there. I'm just not as.
Yeah, but that's what happens when the sun's out. You just forget.
Well,
about
a bit
it.
Of vitamin D does a lot of good for me. Mm-hmm. Bit of vitamin D.
Go stand in the corner for 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So now we're back after Jasmine's 2 minute timeout.
Imagine it's just like 2 minutes later. Still, if you could put that in, that would be fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah, please do. We'll do whatever. Buy a McDonald's if you wish.
Little McDonald's. No, he's doing the 75 hard.
Oh, shit. Yeah. And we've brought him a bottle of alcohol as well.
Yeah.
We're fucking assholes.
Oopsies.
But in our defense, we didn't know.
We didn't know.
But yeah, the weekend was really good.
Really sunny. What did we even do?
Well, on the Saturday, we went and saw my parents and the wider family. We helped. No, not really. We just said bye to Vlad. I was going to say we helped him get ready, but we didn't do shit. Yeah.
We just turned up late.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, we were late. Shock. Which, yeah.
Seb's
by the way,
timing.
We're not always late.
No, it's Seb's timing. Don't worry about it.
Well, it's the fact that you had to work, unfortunately. And then that's why. Yeah. You did have to work.
Yeah,
and
we
then
finished
the plans
work at 12. Finished work at 12.
Yeah, and then we quickly
got
ready.
Let's not get into it. We're not going to get into it. And then Pablo didn't want to leave your mum and dad's.
No,
we just left him there for a couple of hours. Yeah, we just left him. We went out for lunch.
Yeah, which that lunch was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, that wasn't the best. I'm not going to lie. They just literally, it looked like someone accidentally took the lid off. It was like half off and they went, no, there's rosemary all over a fucking garlic bread. It's garlic bread. Why are you
literally
fucking
bread,
up my
garlic
bread?
And that's what you need.
Why
and
are
cheese.
You? Yeah, we always get cheese on it. Let us know. Do you prefer plain garlic bread or cheesy garlic bread? Because that is something we always discuss as well.
Yeah, I guess. And if you don't like cheese on your garlic bread, then just fuck off, really, I guess.
Okay. Someone's feisty today.
Sassy.
Yeah, and then I had a bolognese, but it just literally tastes like fucking mud.
Honestly, the Del Mio sauces.
Yeah, Del Mio has more fucking flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that. As soon as I took a bite, I was like, this is just, you know, when you like go somewhere and you're expecting just, you want it to be better than home. You want it to be something that you don't always like, you know, just a nice warm home cooked meal, but it was disgusting. It literally tastes like it was a restaurant. I'm pretty certain I've had microwave bolognese is better than that.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, the carbonaras and stuff that you get from Tesco's.
They fucking bang. But a carbonara is easy to cook.
Honestly, they slap. I can't complain.
Yeah, and then went home. We started watching Yellowstone again, like finishing the episodes. I don't know where we got up to.
We're about halfway through season 3 now, I think.
Oh, decent. I didn't know that. I keep zoning out. But we had a really nice just evening of just us two, which we haven't had in a very long time. Like no phones, no nothing, just us cuddling on the sofa. Again, we do spend time in the evenings together, but couples know like there's a difference between spending time together and spending actual intimate like time together, cuddling, you know, being in a relationship, not just a friendship, just sitting there.
Yeah.
Sometimes life just gets in the way of that. So that was really nice just to sit. Time went slower. And just zone out, really.
It did, and it was nice that we did fuck all.
Yeah, it was fucking great, I'm not gonna lie. And then Sunday we met our friend's new little puppy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Pablo went absolute berserk. He went mental.
How about you just love though? She's cute.
He's so excited. He loves playing with other dogs so much, but he forgets that she's so tiny and he's just going full steam ahead, running her over, bless her. But yeah, that was good. And then we went on a dog walk.
Yeah, which was fucking amazing.
Played with Pablo, tried to tire him out. That dog does not tire out.
No, and honestly, so we walked around for a good 45 minutes. We played fetch for like another half an hour, something like that. We ran around with him again for like 20, 25 minutes. I was fucking tired. Yeah. We went home and we had a nap.
We were knackered, had a nap. Yeah, well, it was like half an hour. I couldn't really get to sleep. As soon as I got to sleep, we were meant to be getting up because we would set timers. Otherwise, me and Seb will just sleep for hours on end.
Well, it's mainly me.
Yeah, Seb lays down, he ain't getting up. I don't know about any other boyfriends out there, but does yours just lay down and then if they lay down, they're asleep for hours?
Yeah.
Because if Seb was to be left alone on his chair for too long, I'm pretty certain he would have a nap.
I absolutely will because I already can picture it. I can put my feet up on this table right here. And, you know, put my hat down a bit, you know, to cover my eyes. Just, to, you know, get rid of them.
Yeah, it's a bit bright in it. Yeah, a bit bright in it. Yeah, yeah. Someone turn the lights off. Turn the sun off.
Well, if you still want me on the fucking podcast, then don't, but sure.
All right, then.
Weekend was good, but other things have happened. The Brit Awards.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's been a lot of awards. Award season is here. There's been not as much drama as there usually is. I think the main one we've seen is like Maura Higgins.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Danny Jones.
And Danny Jones.
Who were on I'm a Celeb.
Yes. Okay. All right. Chill out. But did you see a video of them kissing?
I didn't, no.
Apparently. They were kissing. So there was like a little behind the scenes. I think it's hard to tell if it was an actual kiss though. I can't tell. But then there was also rumours that he's actually been broken up with his wife. Mm-hmm. Again, this is all just the internet talking. I'm giving light to something where we have no say and we don't know what happens behind closed doors. But it is very interesting how quick the media jumps on going after Maura.
Jasmine. Maura. It's Maura.
Maura. I'm so sorry. I really don't mean to.
She has a tongue tie today.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a tongue tie today. Need to put my teeth back in. Need to put my teeth back in. Yeah, but she's getting the blame. But she's single. He's the one in a marriage or whatever's going on, but I just don't like how the media sometimes just goes after one person when it always takes two.
They just jump at people, don't they?
Yeah, they're just like, you know who we're going to go after? This person. And just, they don't know anything. They don't know what's right or wrong, but that's what sells, isn't it? That is what sells.
Oh, I hate paparazzi.
I do wish the Reverend one, though.
Oh, I love the Rev. He was so funny. To be fair, I didn't know who he was when he came onto the jungle. Oh, that was such a long time ago, but it was literally like a couple of months back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time goes
on. I know it used to like, I'm a celeb, you know that. I used to find it a bit boring. But
there was, I didn't watch it for years. There were certain ones, I think, like I remember like Gino. There's certain like ones I remember because of the people on it. It's all about the group of people. And sometimes it's just such a dead group. Mm. There'll be like one or two you like, but I can't watch it if it's only two people I like, because they never actually get the screen time you want. Mm. It'll always be the people you don't like.
To be fair, so this one just gone. I think Rev should have won, if I'm completely honest. I loved him. Just a nice man. But I also didn't know many of the people there. Whereas the year before that, when they had Sam, when he won it,
yeah,
and then we had Fred, he was on.
Yeah, he loved
him. Who else was on? Oh, fucking hell, I was just drawing blank.
You could not trust my brain for Nella that was information. There.
No? Yeah, Nella was on.
Yeah, Nella, then Marvin. Then,
Marvin, yeah. Tony.
Tony.
What? You're not very good with names today. That's fine.
No, we'll let you off. It's been a long day and now I've got more on my plate.
More on your plate.
More
than
things
came
to do.
With.
More things to sort.
Nah, that's all right. But I mean, to be honest, I think it's just every single year. I mean, granted, I've only watched it 2 years, so I can't really say every single year. But I feel like they just sometimes they start off shit and then they get on really, really well.
There's a build up of it. There's a build up of let me get into this, but then that's why I can't watch like fucking Love Island anymore, because I hate the build up. I want it to be decent from the moment I watch, or like at least after one episode, like give me a hook to the next episode or something.
I can't stand Love Island.
No, I can't stand it either. But I mean, again, I used to like it. There's all these things I used to like it, and then they just start kind of making it the same over and over again. Like, give us real people. Like, real people. I don't want everyone that has the fucking just influencer look. I don't really want, I want to actually see like an older guy, an older woman. Or
so you should watch the Undateables or... What was the other show? Undateables, and there was another one.
Don't say Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah. I love them. I love those shows.
Yeah.
They're so pure.
Yeah, I love Love on the Spectrum.
The people that go on there are so much purer than
Yeah, but you're like mixing Love Island. Like I'm saying normal, like not then it.
I get that.
Next question.
Next.
No.
But do you know another thing I wanted to talk about today was like I saw something about Hugh Grant.
I've seen this meme. It's like no one hates more than Hugh Grant. Like he's fucking annoyed at the world.
Yeah.
He hates everyone and I'm so here for it. It's like, why are people outside? I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Oh my god. So sometimes when I'm at work and I'll just pop up for a smoke or something, and then I just see loads of people out, and I'm like, it's like fucking 10 a.m. on a Wednesday. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Do you not work?
I don't know. The roads always seem busier than they used to. When I was a kid, if you went out in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week, you'd be like, there's no one about. You'd go into the town, you'd go into the mall, be like half empty, wouldn't be anyone around. Now I go out and it's full. Every day's full, and then it's worse on the weekends.
Yeah.
You've got no freedom to just walk around with less people around and just enjoy yourself. No, I have to deal with people running around and then some kids as well. And I'm like, why are you not in school? Why are
that's
you here?
That's also true. No, like, it's just fucking
let me shop in peace. But no, I just have to be bombarded with everyone around me. And then people's talking like, you know when people talk on speakerphones around shops?
Oh, that fucking pisses me off. I can't stand that.
Why am I hearing your whole conversation? Why am I hearing? I don't like, also, I don't care, but also it does affect me. So I do care, because it's just fucking like, annoying. I'm tired. I'm overstimulated. Be aware of people around you. Mm. People are not aware of others these days. And that is one irk I have, one pet peeve of just people. Yeah, just not thinking of others. I don't know. I just don't know how to word it. Like they're in their own world, and it's rightfully so. But also, when I'm in my own world, I'm still aware of others. I'm still aware that, for instance, if I'm on a public transport of some kind, I'm looking to see if there's someone else that could use the seat if I'm sitting down, or if, you know, I'm aware of what's around me. I'm aware of my surroundings. But so many people will just barge into you, walk around, be on a speakerphone, get pissy with you because they're like, oh, I'm allowed to do whatever I want. How about just be polite.
That's why I don't like going into London, if I'm completely honest. It's too many people. It stinks.
Like, it's not like I can't handle it. I can, but I will fucking cuss you out there and then right in front of your kid and make them cry as well. Like.
And she looked into the camera. She said that. So she means it.
No, I very much mean it. Yeah. I very much mean it. Like, if you piss me off enough, if I'm having a bad day, I was just like, get fucked. Like, yeah. The fuck?
Yeah, to be honest, it's just some people are just inconsiderate assholes, if you ask me.
They're all inconsiderate fucking assholes. I can't deal with people at the moment, but I'm also being positive. So
yeah, I can tell.
Right. Thin line, mister.
You've got
this much patience left of me today before I fucking crash out and take the whole set down.
She might fucking make me cry next.
No, I would never.
Well, that's just not true.
Hello?
What?
Hello? Don't.
Sorry, I'm filming. I can't answer right now.
Stop making me look like I'm an abuser.
Oh my God. A quick update, guys. Last night, I couldn't find a nice, comfy, you know, position in bed. And I accidentally moved Jasmine's pillow. And then guess what words came out of her mouth? She said, I'm going to fucking stab you if you don't fucking sit still. So.
You can't take everything I say literal.
Oh, what was it? Episode
As much
two?
As I talk in a literal sense, when it comes to me being irritated, I will just say whatever comes out of my mouth.
Yeah. And then coincidentally, those words were, I'm going to fucking stab you.
No, the thing is you move so from fucking much. Like, just lay still.
Yeah, but I just need to find
No. Guys. This will be an hour or more of him tossing and turning and then making sounds. And then what Seb does, he takes your pillow where you're perfectly comfortable. You're ready to, you know, sleep and have a good night's rest. But no, let me just drag your pillow from under you, hug onto it with my sweaty armpits, and then just say, oh, sorry, and then give it back to you. No, fucking keep it. I don't want it anymore. I'll go sleep in the fucking living room. You can sleep by yourself.
Well,
you've got me going now. You've got me fucking going.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, yeah.
I just want a good restful night's sleep.
That line I've just crossed.
It's just been crossed. You ran over it in full speed.
Yeah. Are you going to stab me for it?
No. Not in front of you.
Are you saving it for a better time?
Yeah, save it for the better time. There'll be a time, there'll be a place. And now my Netflix documentary will clearly have this in as a, well, everyone
yeah,
should
some
have
reason,
saw it coming.
She's under the impression that she's going to have a Netflix documentary.
Oh, I so think I'm going to have a Netflix documentary one day and I don't know what it's about, but I have a feeling. And now I've said it here, I'm manifesting it, okay?
No.
There will be a Netflix documentary.
I'm not sure your life is that interesting.
You go fucking sit in a corner and think about what you did. Do you want to go home today?
I mean, I'm the one driving.
Do you want to go home today? Because you won't make it there. I'm pretty certain there's knives out there.
Yeah, there's no fucking
blink twice at the camera for fucking help. Yeah. No, if I get calls. No,
I'm joking. This is all. What's the word? Satire? What's the fucking word?
Satire.
Yeah. Like, it's a joke. I've learned a new word recently, but clearly it's not working out very well.
Clearly you don't know.
Well, that's just me.
You need to get a dictionary. For those at home, Seb is blinking his eyeballs twice at the camera.
Because he's scared.
Oh, you're so scared of me. 5'4".
So it's not you, it's your mouth.
My mouth can be violent.
Yeah, that's the weapon right there.
Unfortunately, that comes from years of abuse and trauma at home. So, nah, it's no excuse.
I speak nicely.
I sound like a dickhead now. I speak nicely.
Yeah, she is nice.
But I can sound like people don't get my humor. Like I'll be like rough and tough, but I can sound mean at times. So most of the time, I just keep my mouth shut.
Nah, we're joking. She is nice.
I'm here just, like trying to protect my actual image now because I look like an absolute prick.
I'm sorry.
You're just here setting me up. That's why they want to hear you because I'm over here looking like I'm going to shank you up. coming from Luton as well, it wouldn't surprise people.
I didn't say
people.
It. I, it no, wasn't you're me.
Here, you're here making I didn't me say look it. Like you're the victim and I'm out here after you.
Help me.
You're the one here for your green card.
I don't need one. Don't tell them. I'm joking.
I'm going to call them that... Popo.
Hmm?
Huh? What? Go on.
What, you're going to call immigration?
Yeah.
Fine. Drive yourself home then. I'm going home in the van. another thing that pisses me off, which is not something that you can particularly relate to, but you have seen my outburst, is traffic. I fucking hate
Yeah, you think I'm being aggressive right now? This guy will swear in both English and Romanian and cuss out someone, get a cigarette in one hand and start just going out the window.
Yeah, but it's just so much easier to cuss someone out in Romanian because there's so much more.
There's
the
more
Romanian
vocabulary.
Language is so, it's so broad. Like, I can't even begin to tell it because the funny thing is that the swear words just start coming to you. Like they were on
they
a fucking, they're on a fucking, what's it called? Like a conveyor belt and they just fucking go like that and then just roll off the tongue. And a lot of the times it's not even swear words, but what you do with those words, combine them with some swear words and then you just end up.
So like suck your mum.
Yeah, kind of, but it's more like, you know, like, nothing's coming to me right now because I'm trying to think in English and Romanian. But it's like, oh, like fuck your mum's.
Let us know if you
want to
know some
like
swear
that.
Words in Romanian.
Oh, don't challenge people to that. We'll get fucking banned. Jesus
we will get
Christ.
Told off. All right, yeah. No one asked.
We just might.
Go on Duolingo.
We just might. I also, huh?
Ask Duolingo.
It's dead.
He is. Rest in peace.
I don't know. What is the reason for
that? I have no fucking clue. I just saw it on TikTok and then like someone was burying him or something. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I think I saw him at the back of a Cybertruck, kind of like wrapped up in like... you've watched a couple of episodes of Dexter, by the way. Jasmine couldn't get into Dexter. Don't know why. It's all about murder, all shit that she likes. She couldn't get into it.
Like the thing is, some of the stuff that happens in it, I don't really like because
when a guy picks up prostitutes off the road, and
like the police,
he cuts them in like clean,
yeah,
cut,
but
the drains
police,
the blood.
Like would do more. Like, I don't know. It doesn't.
No, to me, it's.
I like true crime. I like actual true crime. Like for instance, I watched so this one documentary is about the 8 passengers, the YouTubers, family.
Yeah, I keep falling asleep with that one.
Huh?
My bad. I keep falling asleep.
Yeah, well, you don't have to watch it anymore. I've watched it. Don't you worry. But it's about the 8 passengers' family.
Sassy
I'm sorry,
much.
I'm being mean to you today.
You should be sassy.
You're sassier.
Agreed.
Exactly. Let's go. But yes, carry on. It's about the 8 passengers and about the mum. Was it Ruby, Frankie, or whatever her fucking name is?
Yeah.
Don't know. Narcissistic
Frankie Ruby,
bitch.
Maybe. No?
Frankie Ruby. What?
Don't
no.
know. I'm just trying to fuck with you.
Yeah. Oh, you. Ooh. Ooh.
Guess who's getting stabbed?
Fuck's sake. Okay, let me finish.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something. So, yeah, obviously she was kind of under some fucking like religious cult thing, basically. Mm. It is what it is. Like she was mentally not well. She wasn't well beforehand and then she went to this weird crazy therapist lady that was part of like some pyramid scheme for like people that are lonely and religious.
It's like Herbalife.
Huh?
It's like Herbalife.
What's Herbalife?
I don't know what Herbalife is.
Was it another like Avon and shit?
Yeah.
So it's MOM. Yeah.
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 Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Is it a triangle?
Get Pablo here. Mm. Huh?
Is it a triangle?
You know, from
The Office.
Oh, yeah.
When Michael is like, oh, guys, I've got this exciting thing for you. Anyways, you fucking...
Here's my plasma TV.
I'm getting overstimulated. Right, so she's obviously in prison now for like neglect and abuse of the kids because they were found tied up in the basement of this fucking weird spiritual lady that was definitely lesbians with her... But it was basically kind of to the core about narcissistic abuse as well as physical abuse involved within it. And the mental and strain these kids went under. And after the first episode, you can see she's like filming. And then you can see her switch in a second because obviously to a narcissist, they kind of have the outside world, which was what she was portraying and what she was showing everyone and what everyone thought was a great family. And it's all, you know, it's all about how you look. It's all about the outside world to a narcissist. And then to the inside where the kids are just drained, they're tired, they're constantly on camera, they're constantly on show. You know, they're getting physical and mental abuse. They're getting abuse that is, you know, one of the kids got their bedroom taken away for 6 months. He didn't even do anything wrong. He was being a typical teenager of rebelling against a parent, and a parent that isn't being a parent, but more focusing on content.
Mm.
Like taking a whole bedroom away. He slept in a basement on a beanbag for 6 months.
Poor kid.
Like what? Like it doesn't sit right with me. And I, some of it, again, going back to the switch on camera, and it just, it did trigger me to the fact that my mum would, to the outside world, be smiling and be like, you know, oh, we're such happy families. Everything's going great. And then the next thing you know, she's holding your hand, gripping it tight. And she'd be like, if you don't fucking shut up in a second, I'm going to fucking give you a reason to. And you'd be like, okay. Like, it's so many little things in that. Obviously, I didn't have it to the extent these kids did, where they're on camera and this is being shown to the world, which to me is far more worse. That's another thing where people even know about it as well. You know, it's a lot to take on and to digest when you've been under that sort of abuse, and especially the mental side of it. That's why a lot of the kids now are just not online at all. But one of them is the girl, I can't remember her name. I feel bad about that now. She's kind of trying to get laws in place to protect kids with vlogging, to stop family vlogging, which I think fair's.
Yeah, fair.
This is why a lot of the families are moving to a different state. I can't remember if they put a law in or something, or if it was tax. I can't remember now. I'll find it out for the next episode. But yeah, let me know your thoughts if you've watched the Eight Passengers documentary. It's on Disney Plus. I found it on because I'm pretty certain it's on Peacock or something like that. But yeah, narcissistic abuse is fucking shit. And to see it from a different perspective, to see how the kids were treated, to see the one boy whose bedroom was taken away as the main scapegoat of it all, the one who got... Oh, am I boring you?
No.
Oh, so sorry.
What the fuck did I do?
I saw that yawn.
I wasn't yawning.
I'm joking. Roll the clip. You yawned. Anyways, yeah. But yeah, I just feel bad for the kid, all of them, all six of them, for going under that. And yeah, I don't know. I just went into that. I can't remember why I got into talking about that.
Yeah, I can't remember how we got there.
Sorry, guys.
But yeah, anyway, let me know your thoughts on it. I did think of something.
Yeah.
But I forgot now. So I'm sorry about that. Yeah, it's...
Okay.
I don't know. I couldn't have been anything that fucking important.
No, but what's your thoughts on the narcissistic abuse? Because you watched some of it.
Yeah, I watched some of it, and I saw how, well, I probably watched an episode and a half, something like that. I could tell straight away that there was something kind of fishy going on, because, like, I'm not going to lie to you, like, social media is just, like, you shouldn't believe in everything you see on the internet type of thing. No, because
you
it's
shouldn't
like,
believe.
I sort of noticed a couple of times when she would like kind of like explode, but like internally, if that made, like you could see like
you
her
could
face,
see it in her
she
eyes.
Was getting ready to be like, shut the fuck up.
But the thing is, she had such a fucking annoying voice that if I was a kid, I would have just been like, ooh, like,
yeah,
I would have been there teasing the shit out of her. The one thing that also stressed me out is the dad. And I think a lot of people are mad at him, but then I think coming from someone firsthand who's dad is kind of under the spell of, you know, it's easier to stay with them. It's easier to kind of be with them. They've been abused as well. This is what people don't realize. The dad is still abused. As much as he's an adult, he was under the spell. From the beginning, he was so encapsulated by her that he was copying. She had a list of what she wanted in a man and he went and found it. And that should have been the red flag enough. Like the list was fucking weird. And she was rating all of the guys. Like she was rating all of the guys.
Yeah, I remember that. That scene and she had it in like all color coded and shit like that.
Yeah, it's just
someone
like.
Someone took a fucking hard drive.
It's all about like the outside presence to her. So that right there should have been the first red flag. But I feel bad for him as well. Because you can see in the episodes later on about how, sorry, I can hear something in the other room. About I've lost my trail of thought.
I don't know what you're about to say. I can't save you there. You were saying about the dad.
My brain. Oh, and when he realised that they were under it and he had to tell his son that none of it was real, because basically the mum and that crazy bitch that she was with that wasn't a therapist but was a therapist and was saying that they had demons inside of them to the kids.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. So then he's there going, yeah, this isn't real, because he realised that they were actually abusing the kids.
Hmm.
He didn't realise it was to that extent, to what we know anyway.
Yeah.
But I do feel a bit bad for him as well, you know, he's been under the spell. And the fact that at the end, yeah, they asked him, do you still love her? And he was like, yeah.
Oh, poor
but
guy.
To me, it's just like, you're still under the, like, you're under such a spell of it all. I don't know, like, he could truly still love her, but how can you love someone that's abused your kids? But then there's my dad for you. So, but yeah, the reality, you know, is the same thing. Like, people online, everyone compares stuff to online. You just don't know what is going on behind closed doors. You really don't. I have so many people around me that it's shocked me, and I've got to know them further, and I'm observing them. And I think they're one way, because you do see an online presence. So you think, oh, they're into this, they're into that. Spend more time with them and you realize they're like miserable. And then they take a picture, put it on their story, and they're like, you know, having a great time. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? And I witness it right in front of me. They'll be taking pictures of stuff, but they're not even like, saying you're looking at, you're away somewhere and you're like, oh, look at this nice scenery. Like, look at this building, look at that. Take a picture and move on from it. But they're not absorbing stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it is just like, yeah, that's nice. Click, move on. Like, have we lost touch with the world? Have we lost touch with reality and people actually like enjoying things outside of their devices and what everyone else is perceiving of them?
I think it's more expectation. But I mean, if anyone follows me on social media, then you probably don't know. You don't fucking know much about me, anyways. I have, well, you, about five people on rotation that I send reels to and stuff and like TikToks.
I know, but you're still not really active on anything. But at the end of the day, it's all about whatever you want to post. And it's no harm to them people, but to the people I see doing it and then still being miserable, I'm like, but what do you gain out of pretending you're happy to the outside world? Yeah, what do you gain out of pretending you have some perfect relationship or something like that? It doesn't make sense. Like, me and Seb, we have bickers, we have little things, little tiffs and shit like that.
Yeah, but sometimes she says she might stab me.
Sometimes Seb works on his own clock and we don't get anywhere on time.
That's true. Yeah.
Exactly. Don't push me out of that.
It's absolutely true what you're saying, but is it true what I'm saying?
No. Have I stabbed you?
No.
Exactly. Yeah. Yet. Fuck's sake. But yeah, it is the expectations and reality of it all. And I really don't understand it. It doesn't, for instance, I have clients that are in, I don't know if I've talked about this before, where they're all in like credit card debt and all this. They'll be going on holiday.
No.
But some of them clients that are, they are in credit card debt. They literally have no money, no funds, no nothing. They'll complain to me about like, oh, I'm actually broke. Oh, I have to wait till payday. But then they're on four holidays, you know, going into overdrafts, owing money, getting loans, posting it all over their socials.
Yeah. I'm too cheap
I don't understand, like, why are you putting yourself into debt? Why are you putting yourself into a financial position like that just to show people you can go on holiday?
Yeah. I'm too cheap for that shit. I just
think, I don't know. I if someone could explain to me why and how it makes sense, I'm generally curious, because I really can't fathom some people's brains would think like that.
Yeah. For some people, it does unfortunately turn into an addiction, you know? And that is, that is a problem where some people just unfortunately need to get the right help. But the thing is, I feel like sometimes people will buy stuff for, let's say you go on a night out and then that person is just buying absolutely everything. Like, fine. But if you're, you know,
okay, when alcohol comes into it though, I do end up still buying.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tap my card every now and then.
Whenever I'm out with friends, okay, so I guess my addiction is I like paying for other, like, I like enjoying sharing what I have with other people more. I don't care about myself as much. I care about, like, if I'm with friends, I'm like, no, let me get it. Let me get it.
Mm.
But then I realize no one gets it back.
Mm. Oh, I've had a few people who get it back.
Yeah, there's a few, but like majority of people, like, I know this is my own fault. I'm not complaining of other people. If I offer, that's on me. But so I feel like in my brain, how friendships work, because obviously I have a different brain to other people, is 50-50. I don't know. That's like, obviously if someone doesn't have something at that time, that's fine. But when they do, you know, you find a way to balance it as people. I don't know. That's how I think it should. That's how it works in my head. Like if you're giving and then they're giving, and like,
yeah,
it's not just like a tally. It's not like, oh, I brought the last, you buy the next. It's just making sure at least there's an even balance of things between.
I just thought of another thing that pisses me off. You know, when people will text you and say, can you transfer me that 70p that you owed me?
No, that's just like an actual work though, because it's like, will that actually affect your bank?
Well, the number will change, but it doesn't mean
70
much.
Pence.
Yeah, yeah, but it doesn't fucking mean much.
I think that's just really like, if you're money conscious, cool. But if it's 70 pence,
I'm pretty sure. Like, the data you're using to send me that
£2.
That 70p.
Can you send me that £2 from the other day? Sorry, the £2. I didn't know times were that hard for you, mate. I'm sorry. I'll send you a fiver.
Nah, to be fair, there's one person I'll do some back and forth with like sometimes lunches and some bottles of Coke, because I know that person will recognize who they are, because like I'll buy it, sometimes they'll buy it, and it's the drink, it's not the drugs.
Bottle of Coke.
Yeah. All right. For some reason, I thought I just.
Why
said
are you
Coke.
Thinking of drugs?
Because everyone, if I said Coke, everyone would think. Okay.
To be fair, the other day. When I was when Pablo got dropped back home from daycare, I had a temperature, I was really sick because I got the bloody sickness bug again, and I didn't know they were outside. So then I was like half asleep, and suddenly I get a knock at the door, and I'm like laying on the sofa, I have my can of Coke. I know I shouldn't anyway. It's just sitting on the sofa.
Yeah,
I knocked it as I got up because I panicked, and I was like, oh shit, get the door. You know when you're like half asleep and you're running. And then I knocked the can of Coke. I was like, oh shit, picked it up quickly, dab, 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 like moved the shit out of the way so nothing gets stained. Go to the door. I was like, oh, sorry, I just spilled my Coke everywhere. Like, and then I saw her face and I was like, my can of Coke. I spilled my can of Coke everywhere. And obviously because I'm like sick, I'm like disoriented. I've got a messy bun in there. She must have thought I was having a mad sesh by myself.
At fucking 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, 3:30 in the afternoon. Like, sorry, Jazz. Sorry for disturbing you and your Coke session. No, guys, it was a can of Coke. But now fucking that's all I think about. Like,
bear in mind, I was at work.
But it's all that's going through my head every time I see her. Is like, she must think I'm on mad pills or some shit. Like,
yeah, fair. I don't blame her.
No, but like, I don't know. Like, I didn't mean it. Like, sometimes, like, I just say things. I'm like, oh, no, I didn't mean it.
Oh, so now we're saying things without thinking about them ahead of time. Because that's what you tell me off for a lot.
What do you mean?
For like saying something without thinking before. Like, sometimes I speak without thinking.
That's yes or no questions. And then you go, and
I don't know. Sometimes I'll say stupid shit or like shit that's offensive, but I don't think it's offensive. Because I don't realise it's offensive to someone.
I get that. But I tell you off more for when you give me, I ask a yes or no question and then I get a story and I'm like, okay, so yes or no.
Yeah, but that's because I so didn't yes or have no. either the yes so, or no. So I'm trying
yes
to.
Oh, or no. So then how about you go, let me get back to you on that.
Would you like me to send you a fucking email as well?
Let's I say, don't need oh, a story we'll circle time. Back in a I don't week. Need you to explain why you haven't come to the answer yet. Because within that time of you explaining why you haven't got to the answer yet, you could have found the answer.
That's just not true.
That is true. It takes you 10 minutes to tell a story.
Yeah, but sometimes you need to think out loud.
Then tell me. Don't answer it and go, yeah, we'll do this, 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 this. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense because... then, you know, it doesn't make sense to what the actual question is relating to. Just give me a yes or no, not like a maybe.
Next time that happens, I will send you an email. I'll send you a calendar invite so you can.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
So you can get a
that.
Reminder.
I really appreciate that.
Sounds good.
That would really help me out.
Yeah. We'll circle back next week.
Circle back round. I hope this email finds you well.
It doesn't. It never fucking does. It just never does. No, I don't believe that. And I hate, maybe we'll do an episode on like fucking corporate jargon.
As per my last email.
Just say you want a scrap. We'll go outside. Just say.
Do you know the amount of people I piss off on my emails because I speak very formally.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes you're a fucking Karen on your emails and your
I'm so
your
formal
messages.
Though because I don't know. One, I learned how to write emails from a young age, so I follow the structure of that and I speak in a very formal, it's the only way the only place on any platform, any type of communicative thing where I actually talk like a proper English speaking human being and not just slam my keyboard and hope for the best.
Hmm. Or like sometimes when I will put, let's say I'll put together a, you know, nice email at work or something. Well, I say yeah. nice, but you know, something professional. And then some fucking 50-year-old Steve replies to me with K.
Sent from iPhone.
C-U-L-8-R.
Sent from iPhone. And then it has their name as well.
Oh, sent from iPhone. Oh, fucking.
I hate people. If you don't delete the sent from iPhone or at least set your emails up.
The thing is, you can make it fucking, so it's by default out.
I know, but it pisses me off. Like, come on. And it'll be like you're talking to actual people from companies as well. And they won't have an official sign off or like they don't sign. Like, I don't actually know who I'm talking to.
Yeah,
they never sign a name
just
or
kind
anything.
Of fucking given up. On some stuff.
No, but no one knows how to email. Like, an email is just a formal way. It is like a letter these days.
Hmm. No one knows how to email anymore. What happened to email?
What happened to email? I don't know. Like,
probably died together with Duolingo.
There used to be someone. This is such a random story. So, I can't even remember now. I had to redo maths in college. Don't give me a fucking look.
Well, you
I'm
said,
trying to
I just
figure out how to tell this story without me
like,
just saying something that makes no fucking sense, okay? So I was in college. I had to retake maths. Shock. I can't fucking count. And then there was a guy in a class and it was like different people from different courses. You got like PE and a bunch of shit. There's this guy. I can't even remember his name. And I don't know how, but we started emailing pictures of cocks back and forth. Now, hold your thought. This is cock rules. Cock rules, you know. Cock-a-coo. Like roosters.
How old were you at the time?
Like 17.
And how old was he?
Like 17.
Ah, okay. I was going to say, call the fucking police. Check his hard drive.
Cock rules. Animals.
What the fuck is that?
Like a goo-goo-goo, like.
So a cock?
Yes, I just said. A cock rule.
I don't know they were called that. I just thought it was, they just called it cock.
You just asked me. Oh. Fucking hell.
I might get
so tonight. Now it's not funny anymore. Go fuck yourself. But we sent back and forth pictures of big black cocks. And I still have the emails to this day. And sometimes I go down to the bottom of my emails and I just click on it and I'm just like, funny.
Anyway.
Like, do you like my cock? It's just a picture of a cockerel.
I'm surprised you're...
It's not
you're...
funny. The crowd went mild. nothing.
Nothing.
Drop dead. Silence.
Nothing.
I'll just... Sorry, I'll show myself out. Sorry, guys.
I'm surprised you're not on a no-fly list.
No, honestly, the amount of stuff I actually Googled and the amount of stuff I used to do as a kid that I didn't understand would get me in a lot of trouble. I'm really...
You should have gone in
but there
trouble.
Was someone. There was someone I went to school with. I won't drop their name. Because obviously they're on the list. So I don't want to, they're actually on, they had, police and investigation from IT units and stuff and like anti-terrorism and all that. Because he got onto the dark web and there was stuff in his history about, I don't know what,
check
but
his hard drive.
Yeah, it was in year 11. I'm pretty certain. You know who you are, if you are listening, if you let me talk about it, let me know.
Shout out to you. Whoever you are.
They'll know. If they listen to it, they'll know. If not, a friend of a friend. Yeah, anyway.
A friend of a friend of a friend.
Yeah, they'll listen to it. But, yeah, imagine he's in year 11 and he's been fucking banned on certain stuff.
Me holiday.
Me holiday.
Me holiday. You know the meme.
I thought you were going, Miguel.
I'm Miguel. you know the TikTok meme where it's like when the robbers come in.
Oh.
And then I tell them to take anything and then they decide to take something. They decide to take my holiday. Oh, not me holiday.
I like the ones where it's like, oh, they took away my... Oh, I was going to say a drug.
A what?
They took me weed. Oh. Not my weed. Not my magical plant.
Magical plant. I like the one where
I have to stop myself. See, this is the thing. If I don't think ahead, I'm going to say stuff and weed's not even that bad. There was others in my head.
Oh.
If you want me to send you weird TikToks, I have a bunch of clients that I randomly send really terrible TikToks to that are on the weird side. Now, if you want me to send you them things, let me know.
It will cost you £5 a month.
£5 a month for really weird...
50p a day.
Like...
50p a day? No.
Weird fat people doing stuff that you do not want to see on the internet.
No offense
to anyone larger.
What?
I used the word fat.
I mean, that is a word in the English dictionary. You're not offending anyone. But anyway, I found the meme that I was talking about.
Oh.
And it said, when I told the robber to take anything, and they take my dad's side of the family. And then it was like,
Fez.
Oi, thank you. And good luck, me good sir. Returns we accept not, as such is our policy.
Fuck's sake. Didn't I send you that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because you're talking about your side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, take them all. Sorry, if you're listening. Yeah.
That's fine. That's fair. But we are getting towards the end. So I did have a bit of a...
I don't even know what I've talked about this whole fucking episode. Honestly, it's been a fever dream. Sorry, guys. Have fun.
I'm just a bit scared to end it because I might get stabbed.
You're not going to get stabbed. Cuts to clip of Seb getting stabbed. It's just a dead body. Halloween, guys. I'm so fucking good at...
Weekend on Seb's.
Weekend. Fucking love that. Oh, I love it.
Oh, we'll do an episode on that.
Can we bring Pablo for that episode?
What the fuck's he gonna do?
He'll be in a costume.
Ah, okay.
Okay, I'm putting in my diary.
Okay. So we saw something that was expectation versus reality of living together.
Okay.
Which is quite fun because we never actually had a conversation about that. I might be the one to fucking stab her.
Okay.
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 Carry on.
Okay, I'll carry on. It's an expectation versus reality of living together, because we never really thought about that, never really talked about it either. And it's
no.
What did you think it would be like living together?
Sunshines, rainbows, dancing through fields together, staying up all night, you know. No,
and in the morning we make pancakes.
In the morning. Both whispered that one. Sorry, guys. I don't know. I didn't really think about it because we did live together as in kind of in lockdown anyway. Mm. Although it was in one small tiny room, we did live together. And to be fair, I'm quite easygoing. As long as we do our part and we work together, which we did anyway, we already knew we'd work together. But the main thing is like, thinking of meals to eat every evening.
Oh, fuck off. Don't
piss
me off.
Who's doing the bins? Who's doing the washing? Like,
well, I typically do the bins because you're scared to go out at night.
I'm not scared to go out at night. I stab people, clearly. I'm terrified.
Help.
I'm allergic to tap water. I don't know. It's...
To be fair, last night we had chicken and chips, and I must give the plug to someone who bought me a Chick-fil-A sauce brought in from the US, which I honestly could put it on my fucking toast in the morning. I could put it in my coffee in the morning. I would not give a fuck. That shit tastes like...
When you're
like
having it for dinner tonight, have fun.
Or can we get wings for dinner? I can have it with that.
My IBS says no, but my heart says yes.
Thank you.
I guess that's a yes. Do we have a modi?
Yeah, I bought some the other day.
Okay, we're all good to go.
Okay, we're good to go.
But yeah, living together, it's good. And this goes back to the expectations of reality and what you see on social media and what you think is living together is like a giant sleepover every night. It's not really. It comes to a point where you're just
We do make forts sometimes.
We do make forts. I mean, we do. I think because we're at heart, we're chill people and we like laying down and
doing. I was about to agree, but sure. Huh? I thought you were about to say we're children at heart, but I was about to agree.
No, we are. We're also children, but we're chill. Like, we're not too childish. We take on our responsibilities. It's why I was going to explain it better in the fact that we actually did really well in the beginning. We planned out, we did weekly like meetings, planning. We still plan our weeks of food ahead, but for the last 3 weeks, I would say we've been absolutely terrible with this. We've not had a family meeting on a Sunday in a little while now.
It'll
either be a Friday or a Sunday. We have a little meeting. We sit down, plan ahead, but we've just not had minutes.
We email back and forth. We don't speak to each other. We just email back and forth.
We don't talk. You talk in a relationship? I didn't know that was a thing.
No, didn't fucking know.
No,
but I used to think that living together. Well, there's a funny thing that I said to you the other day, which is it was this meme, and I was like, as a man, when you live at home with your parents, and your mum tells you off for something, she says, "Oh, you're gonna fucking do that in your own house," and then you get your own house, and then your girlfriend says, "This is not your mother's house." So where the fuck can I do?
Ba-dunch.
What was that supposed to mean?
Because it was a joke.
Oh. It wasn't that funny.
Yeah, exactly.
It was more painful. Because that's what you say to me. This is not your mum's house. And then my mum used to say, you can do this when you have your own
smallest
house.
Smallest violin. You do whatever you want. You game.
No, I don't.
Yeah, oh, what don't you do? What don't you do that I apparently stop you from? Again, I literally seem like the world's biggest bitch when we literally live like I am a chill as fuck girlfriend. Can you please tell them this?
You're a chill guy.
You best tell them how well you have it at home. You want to tell people how well you have it at home compared to other people?
We're not here to compare.
No, we're going to compare now because you're here making me look like I'm fucking
I wasn't trying to make you for,
what can't you do at home that you would like to do?
I don't know.
Give me 3 things. If it's that hard.
I'll send you an email about it.
Yeah, you fucking send me an email. I'll fucking...
No, but it's not you. It's life in general. It's like having to do fucking chores. Put the food order in think of what food to get.
That bit's the hardest bit. I give you there. I don't fucking know what I want to eat.
Oh, putting the washing away.
Now, this is something I struggle with. And I know it's terrible coming, like... I generally, there's 2 things I don't touch. I don't wash up unless Seb's away.
Yeah, true. And even then, it's like...
Washed up.
Yeah, you did, to be fair.
I swear to God, you're on a rampage to make me seem like a bitch. I swear.
You're not a bitch.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. No, to be fair, when I was away at Christmas, you did wash up because you sent me a video of it. And I was like... I was impressed.
When you make your mum look at your room after you cleaned it.
Yeah, that's what I do to you. Like,
I know. He gives me a list of what he's done that day and I'm like, nice. So I start doing it back to him and then it's just a long list of things.
Usually longer than mine. That's what she said.
Yeah, mine is longer than yours. Nice.
Yeah, I kind of set myself out there.
Yeah.
Life is just, I hate being an adult.
Yeah, but going back to the washing, like I don't mind putting it in the washing machine. Don't mind putting it out to dry. That takes a little bit, you know, a little bit more of a step, but putting it away.
No, that's always my job for some fucking
reason. It's not just your job. We both struggle. Yeah, we both struggle with that.
Because I'd rather just live off the wardrobe as opposed to putting it in the wardrobe.
I think our bedroom's the only room that gets... left in a bit of a state at times because we're just constantly like, it's going to work, it's coming back, I try and make it and we clean it that same day in 2 minutes time, we'll go in there and we've just caused mass destruction.
Yeah, I'm fucking, also the same with like the washing up. You finish washing up and then by the end of the
day. There's 2 people and then Pablo as well. So there's not a lot that we could be, like, take in mind, we don't have breakfast or lunch. That is just dinner.
Yeah.
Mainly. Sometimes it's lunch from myself if I use any plates or bowls or anything. Yeah, we usually just have
a hot dog pasta or something.
All right, don't
Yeah, because it's
like
quick.
Hot dog pasta.
Yeah, I like hot dog pasta as well. You introduced me to it, and I didn't think I'd like it, but it's actually quite fun.
It's actually really nice. That's my struggle meal.
Yeah, and to be fair, I suggest that. Whenever you ask me to make your food, I suggest that because that's an easy thing to make.
Whenever in my own little world in the evenings, in my little gardening state, I make Seb make me hot dog pasta.
Yeah, because you can't fucking move sometimes.
Sometimes I just feel like there is a literal weight on my chest. And those who get how their brain, if your brain works similar to mine, ADHD way of just the paralysis of not being able to, I struggle with the transition of doing the next task. So like even coming to the podcast day, the thought of coming here is like, I want to go, but I'm like I can't move. Mm. Like I can't, it's literally like someone's got something on me and I physically can't get up.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard because sometimes you lay on the sofa with your blanket on and I'll pull the fucking blanket off of you just to get you up and then that just ends up.
I really try, but sometimes I'm just like, I need help.
I might just start picking you up, I'm not going to lie.
You can, but then I'll throw a fit, but I'll be fine 2 minutes later.
Yeah, to be fair, sometimes when you get an attitude when I, if I was to do that, and when I wake you up from a nap.
No one wakes me up.
But the problem is, she asked me to fucking wake her up.
But he won't. He'll then go, oh, I couldn't wake you up, so I let you sleep for a further 3 hours when I have plans on. Because you'll be gaming the whole time and then you come back to it and you're like, well, I tried to get you up once.
Yeah, but because...
Tell me the time and then I'll shoot up. I'm not
going to
lie.
Sometimes it comes down to the, you know, if I wake her up right now, she's just going to be fucking mad at me anyways and hate me. So I might as well just let her sleep. And then you kind of enjoy the peace and quiet. So then you kind of just slip up and, you know, 4 hours have gone by and you're like, oh, shit. So then I'll just start doing something productive. So then she can tell I've been, you know, doing something good.
No, it would just start like rustling some bottles around and just be like, I'm cleaning up. Mm,
yeah. Just
but the thing is with Seb,
doing my chores.
I'm not doing this as a dig, but it's funny to me. Seb will start cleaning the table and there'll be always just like one piece of plastic rubbish left or like a can. So you've cleaned.
It wasn't worth my time.
You've cleaned and then you just leave one thing. So you're like, yeah, I tidied. I'm like, but it's not something I can complain over, but it's just one item still left there. So if you say you've cleaned the table, why is there still an item on the table that hasn't been cleaned?
Worth my time.
But if you're already picking up the cans, but then you go and you come back and again.
What, for a fucking piece of plastic like that? Oh. Fuck off. You're lucky I don't fucking eat or some shit just to get rid of it quicker. Throw it out the window. Fucking hell. You think I'm making two... After the amount of trips I do back and forth from the fucking sofa to the kitchen for you, sometimes, to get snacks, to make hot dog pasta, to what else?
This is a podcast episode where we're just digging. You can tell we're spicy. By the way, guys, we had a disagreement before we came to film. So if you want to know why.
If you want to know why, just stay tuned.
Nah, we're actually fine. We're cool.
Yeah, we're good. Oh, I wasn't blinking.
Truce. Don't fucking...
The fuck did I do?
Your fingers crossed.
No.
Good.
You're acting sus.
You're acting sus.
What's your least favourite thing about living together? And then with that, we'll wrap up the episode.
No one can hear you blinking.
No, but our viewers will be able to see it.
Oh.
They'll pull the bug off me. Yeah,
this is where he just doesn't clip you and it's just me.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Shall I look at the other cameras?
You just look at all the cameras.
Just blink twice. Yeah, so what is your least favourite thing about living together?
I think it's sometimes we forget... Can you stop shaking your leg? Stop. Oh, gosh.
Sorry, babe. We're getting
Serenity
wings after this.
Now. Serenity now.
If you watch Seinfeld,
that's a bit of an inside joke. If you watch Seinfeld, you'll know, but fucking Serenity now. Like, my least favorite thing, we forget sometimes we are still individuals as much when we're relationships. And I just, sometimes I just need my actual own space. So if it has been a day where I've not actually, as much as we've both worked and we've both looked after Pablo, it's like, I actually need to just go sit in a different room.
Mm,
and sometimes it's hard because if for instance, you're in a mood where you're like more wanting my attention, but I'm like, I've just got in, like, let me have a minute.
Mm.
We allow each other. I'm like, it's kind of what we call like toilet time as well. It's just like, I need like 30 minutes to an
toilet
hour.
Toilet time, I get it.
No, but it's true. Totally like it. Those who get it, but it's just like, you do forget sometimes toilet, you just need it? Your own space. So always make sure if you're moving in with someone that you just have a place that is where you can have a bit of quiet and collect yourself. Yeah. Even say, for instance, if you've had a disagreement, an argument, tensions are high, you're hungry, like it's been a bad day for you both, take yourself apart, have a breather, come back to each other.
Mm. Yeah, it's I usually go thing. For a smoke.
Yeah, you go for a smoke. I go sit in the bedroom or something because I like to lay down, just lay in the bed.
But and then go for a nap.
Yeah, sometimes I do because sometimes you just, that's what we need. Sometimes mm. we're like kids, you know, like my emotional regulation of things is, it's like the spoon theory. I explained this to you the other day. How many spoons you have in a day? And sometimes if I'm on that last, I've got no spoons left and you're asking me something that to me may seem stupid because sometimes I think certain questions are because I think in a very different way to Seb and we realize that and we've gone further in a relationship. You know, we know how to communicate really well. And I know we've said that already. We're still learning, but we really do know how and we're on a really high in a relationship, especially recently where, we can communicate and go, listen, Seb, you've pushed me. I need a space. And before, Seb wouldn't understand quite as much. I feel like we've talked about this before, about you coming into my space and not just leaving me because you were scared that it wasn't the right thing. But it's like, no, if I say leave me, I need a minute, you know? It's always better if you're stressed out to just give each other a moment.
And then sometimes you just suggest that I just go and play video games or something.
Yeah, just go play your game. Like, just go have a minute. And that usually helps you out as well. It clears your head and you get a little bit
The problem is with the game, you can't just play the game for a minute, you know? Like, if you're playing with friends, that's the worst thing because then you're waiting 25 minutes to... Between 25 to 45 minutes for them to fucking come on. Then you load up the game. And then you search for a game, depending on what you're playing. Let's say you're playing, I don't know, fucking Warzone or something. It takes you fucking 20 minutes to find one anyways. And then 2 minutes later, you're back in the lobby. So then an hour's gone by and you've done fuck all.
Yeah, but I still, like, you'll say, can I have an hour on the game then? Then you should be prepared.
Hmm. Yeah, an hour's not enough. I'll just say...
Can I have the rest of the evening to get?
Oh, yeah. That,
but you do talking. Anyway. Like, I don't know why we act like
Yeah, no,
don't.
I don't even ask you. I just fucking do it. Anyways.
Yeah, like, you can do whatever you want. You're a grown man. It's just making sure, okay, are the responsibilities in our home done?
Oh,
and again, chores. That's living together.
Oh, me chores.
It is chores. Yeah, someone please take me chores.
Please take my fucking chores
take
away.
Take me chores. Unfortunately, we're in a place right now where we're kind of hating our housework. We're hating cleaning. We're hating all that because we kind of want to move as well. So resentment to the area that we live in usually starts with stopping caring about it. So I'm trying to do better and stay on top of it even more. Yes. Well, we just don't want to be there anymore. It's nothing to the place. It's just we've found we've outgrown it and we want a bigger space as well.
Yeah, absolutely, which is why.
Well, we're planning and we're hoping we're going to
we'll work towards it.
Manifest it and we're going to move somewhere. We'll work it out, but yeah, I can't remember what the fuck I was talking about.
Yeah, well, that was it. That was the end of the episode, I think.
Is that the end of the episode? It's been a fucking tornado.
What does that mean?
I mean, like, it's been chaos.
Oh, yeah, that it has. Yeah, that it has. Well, anyway, thank you for watching once again.
Thank you for watching very much, guys. We really appreciate how many subscribers we have at the moment on YouTube, how many followers we've got on Instagram, TikTok. I know we keep saying it, but do like, subscribe, follow, share, get us out there and let us know once again what you'd like to see, what you'd like to hear from us. We're going to continue to talk shit. If you want to continue to listen.
And if you want to hear more from me, then... That's fine.
Yeah, everyone wants to hear just more from Seb because
sure
he's
like
abused, he's sad, he lives with me. It's a hard life living with me.
That's right, I'm going to get some wings later.
He's going to have wings. He's been a good boy. You get some wings.
Do I have to pay for them?
Yes.
For fuck's sake.
We'll see you later, guys.
See you next time.
Bye.